Good morning. It is a Friday morning, a wintry, snowy, pre-Christmas Friday morning. We're with Samantha Wood, managing editor for News of the Berkshire Eagle. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, David.
Well, some upsetting allegations and the latest against the conductor, Charles Dutoit. And there have been reactions from the various symphonies organizations he's worked for of shock and sadness.
Yeah, absolutely. The Associated Press has reported that four women have come forward over spanning decades to make allegations that sound like sexual assault against Charles Dutoit. And the Boston Symphony Orchestra has announced that it's going to sever ties with him. He, of course, has performed with BSO for decades and at Tanglewood. So I'm sure that there are a number of people who are dismayed by these reports this morning. It's an interesting moment, David, don't you think?
Certainly is. Cultural shift, recognition of that, been noting, as is Time magazine, the year of the woman.
Yeah, it is a culture shift, I think. And the women who came forward in this case pointed to that and said that they were emboldened to come forward. To be honest, the way I've been framing this and the conversations that I've been having is that we live in a sexist culture. And now it's like the fish have begun to discuss the water. Maybe we can move forward from a place of honesty and make progress.
Wouldn't that be nice? Well, another sad story, this one poignantly sad. Bob Wilmers, head of M&T Bank and an Eagle owner of your newspaper, someone very involved with the newspaper, really believed passionately in responsible journalism. He died this past week unexpectedly, and his funeral was yesterday in New York.
Yeah, and this is a big loss for us. Bob was one of the four owners who helped bring the Eagle back under local ownership in the spring of 2016. And Hans Morris, actually one of our other owners, wrote a good piece that was published in Thursday's Eagle. I recommend that. It gives a good sense of Bob's commitment to community and how that affected all of his work. Bob interviewed me for my job at the Eagle, interestingly enough, and I interviewed him the same day, wanting to know why he bought the paper, wanting to know if I wanted to work for him, and I was not disappointed. He was an intellectual powerhouse, and I always enjoyed the opportunity to talk with him.
He will be sorely missed. We've been speaking with Samantha Wood, managing editor for News of the Berkshire Eagle. To read these or other stories, head to berkshireeagle.com. Samantha, I'm off next week for the holiday, and we'll catch up with you next year.
Happy holidays and happy solstice. I hope we have more light now, David. Thanks so much.
And to you as well.